USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At least one person is dead and six others are injured after a crane fell on an apartment complex near downtown Dallas as a strong storm blew through the area. Winds were reported at 70 miles per hour around the time the crane collapsed. Jason Evans with the Dallas Fire Rescue says crews are still searching for residents in a parking garage that was heavily damaged.
We have no idea at this point whether any people were in those cars or just in that parking garage in general.
This resident wasn't home when the crane came down.
Like that crane, like off in my apartment, like it stopped off in my apartment. So I know my place is probably crushed or close to it.
Authorities say two of the injured are in critical condition. In April, four people were killed in Seattle after a construction crane fell from the top of a building. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
President Trump says Mexico is fully cooperating and will help slow the influx of migrants from Central America. Acting Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan tells Fox News Sunday they've just begun.
The president put a charge in this whole dialogue with Mexico with the terror threat. The foreign minister from Mexico arrived within hours with real proposals on the table. This is the first time we've heard anything like this kind of number of law enforcement being deployed in Mexico to address migration, not just at their southern border, but also on the transportation routes to the northern border and in coordinated patrols in key areas along our southwest border.
Missouri Republican Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
Probably the biggest message here is now not to Mexico, but to China. The president is clearly willing to use tariffs, and the president believes that tariffs are a significant positive economic tool.
The House Judiciary Committee is having a hearing next week with former White House counsel John Dean to discuss the findings in the Mueller report. You're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
A tragic coincidence leaves lawmakers in two states in mourning. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
Two former Republican state senators from two different states were found dead in recent days from gunshot wounds in their own homes. Linda Collins Smith was a state senator in Arkansas who was first elected as a Democrat but switched later to the Republican Party. Her body was found Tuesday in her home, and police say they're investigating that death as a homicide. Fewer details known about the death of Oklahoma's Jonathan Nichols, who served in that state's Senate from 2000 to 2012. Police responded to a call of shots fired at his home on Wednesday and found him dead. The deaths appear to be unrelated, according to authorities. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
According to published reports, the White House tried to stop a State Department senior intelligence analyst from talking facts about climate change science in congressional testimony this week. Norman Ornstein with the American Enterprise Institute says that was very bold.
In this case, what made it so unusual is it was facts, basic facts about what's happening in the climate that are widely believed and have been vetted through science.
The analyst was eventually allowed to talk to Congress, but the administration refused to allow his written testimony to be put into the congressional record. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.